What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with 2024's first episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we start this new year off with a banger. Literally, of course. Now, this article was published on the 4th of January. Man out on bond, accused of offlining girlfriend on New Year's Day in Southeast Austin. Gentlemen, I had my money on Maskistan. However, we could not discount the violent nature of the good old U.S. of A. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man accused of offlining his girlfriend on New Year's Day marks Austin's first homicide of 2024. Ladies, we're already off to the races. Oh, yeah. The Reaper takes no vacation. So, yeah, the mask also takes no vacations as well. Austin police say they received multiple calls about a shooting at an East Riverside apartment complex on Monday, just before 9 p.m. When officers arrived, they found 19-year-old Naomi Davis, unresponsive with a gunshot wound. She was pronounced deceased at the scene. Police say her boyfriend, 20-year-old Martin Rodriguez, was also found with a gunshot wound, but that despite his injuries, he managed to resist arrest and got into a physical altercation with officers. Hold up. Wait a minute. He's out on bond, which meant what? That's right, gentlemen. She had a case of hibristophilia, and I'm going to go into that when I'm done with the article. After officers arrested Rodriguez, he was taken to the hospital for treatment for a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police say he is currently stable in an unknown condition. According to an affidavit obtained by KVUE, witnesses interviewed by police say that in the days prior to Davis's deletion, they had recently warned Davis that they were concerned that Rodriguez might offline her. Another witness told police that the relationship between Davis and Rodriguez was quote unquote tumultuous, with Rodriguez being very controlling of Davis. That witness also told police that Davis informed them that she was worried that Rodriguez might offline her. Gentlemen, let me say this right now. I have absolutely zero, and I mean zero, sympathy for this young woman. And I'll explain why. Records show that Rodriguez had been charged with termination and unlawfully carrying a weapon. He's currently being held at the Travis County Correctional Complex on a combined bond of $770,000. Police say Rodriguez was also arrested on December 1st, 2023, for unlawfully carrying a weapon with a previous felony conviction. He was later allowed to be released from jail on bond December 15th. Governor Greg Abbott responded to this incident on X, the platform previously known as Twitter, saying that lawmakers, quote unquote, tried to make it tougher for criminals to be released back onto the street after being arrested. Well, unfortunately, we live in a society in which, I just have to say this, white guilt has been weaponized to get, quote unquote, black and brown people to not stay in jail. Oh, no, 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 no. However, in my humble opinion, this has also been a part of the plan to completely destabilize America from within. However, that is definitely another video for another time. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? Be it that this is the first offlining of 2024, I have to give Martin the Madman Rodriguez a score of 100 under general principle. The bar has already been set. Men are no longer taking it. Now, why I have absolutely zero sympathy for this young woman. She knew that this man was a criminal. I have zero sympathy for any woman who becomes a victim of her own hebristophilia tendencies. I bet the last thing that that woman thought before that bullet hit her was, wow, I should have gotten with a good man, a lame guy, a boring guy, a stable guy. However, nope. Wipe yourself off, woman. You're dead. Yeah. Far too many women are still under this guise of, ooh, he's a criminal. I like that. I find that exciting. Okay. Have at it, ladies. Have at it. However, I don't want to hear anybody say, oh, this woman was a victim. If she thought that her boyfriend was going to take her offline, what should she have done? That's right. She should have moved. She should have left the area. However, oh, no, 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 no. Women like this, they love the public menace until he becomes a menace to her. And now society is supposed to feel bad. Oh, no, 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 no. Nope, nope, nope. Hey, if you lay with dogs, don't get mad if you get fleas. Ladies, if you lay with a criminal, don't get mad when he decides to conduct criminal activities on you. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And women moving forward. Here we are, 2024, and the first mask has already been put on. It can only go further from here. So, I've said this on every HMT video. Hell, I've said this on all of my videos. But you women, you need to understand this and get this through your thick damn skulls, especially moving into this year. You want to understand this. The power you think you have in society by being a woman that is quickly going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to restrain their behaviors towards you, that has gone out right along with it. Because trust and believe, more and more of you women have become the bane of a man's life. And guess what? When that man decides you've become that bane, yeah, he's going to take matters into his own hands. And there will be no one to just magically appear to get that man off of you. You women truly need to understand that your femininity was your greatest weapon to soothe the savage beast known as man. However, you let society strip you of that. So now, what are you getting? You're getting the raw, unfiltered, true savage nature of a man. And hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.